إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم منها. In the authentic hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reports on behalf of his Lord. He said in the hadith al-Qudsi, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. O my servants, I have stopped myself, disallowed myself from oppressing, and I have made it between you disallowed. So do not oppress one another. Allah Azza wa Jal, the one whom we all belong to, the true owner of all this kingdom, the true king, the most powerful, the one who has the ability to oppress if he wants to, disallowed oppression for himself. Allah Azza wa Jal made the basis of this deen, al-Islam, to be justice. And he did not differentiate between a king or a servant, even between a Muslim or a non-Muslim. It did not differentiate even between the friend or the enemy. Islam called for justice at all times, even to the smallest matters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from walking in one shoe so that the other foot is not affected. A form of justice even in the way you dress, even the way you walk. Justice in all areas. And when Muslims uphold this deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, they establish the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal on earth. They establish the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal with power, with strength. And the minute the Muslims leave the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the minute the Muslims leave the ground for the tyrants and oppressors and the wrongdoers and the evildoers, is the day when corruption will be widely spread. The question isn't, what did the Muslims lose by them losing the power and losing the Khilafah and leaving the command of Allah Azza wa Jal with al-Jihad? The question is not there. The question is, what did the world lose when Muslims were disempowered? What did the world suffer from when the Muslims were weakened? That is how we look at it. Because the entire earth today is suffering from injustice. And there's no place of true justice found today. A country or a leadership that established true justice. Why? Because they have left the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have went on to the man-made laws and caused it to be the source of their legislation. They went on to make their kings and tyrants and leaders. They went on to make them as gods who are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the greatest of oppression. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily the association of partners with Allah is great oppression. And yet no wonder why we see what is happening today. There's no wonder for it. When you understand that is because the Muslims are not taking on the role that they should be taking on. It's the Muslims who have left it for the wrongdoers and the evildoers, for the disbelievers to go on to be the shepherds and for the Muslims to become the sheep. Look at the state of humiliation that we are in today. This humiliation isn't due to the kuffar being so powerful, because they were powerful at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Azza wa Jalla refused but to honor His Prophet and refused but to honor His deen, and gave them the victory despite all challenges. Why? Because they were obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They were implementing the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They were faithful, truthful servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them the victory that they deserved. Look at the state of your brothers today in Syria. We will not forget. And the world today is witnessing a historical move, a historical change. Wallahi, we will not forget. Wallahi, we will not give up. Wallahi, we will continue to strive with whatever we can to support them, to give them the victory that they deserve. And wallahi, I say wallahi, we are all questionable in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. What have we been doing for our brothers? What victory are we giving to our brothers? What support are we giving to our brothers? Wallahi, it is a difficult question. Every one of us will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal to answer. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And fear a day when you will return to your Lord. This day when you return to your Lord, you will be questioned. You will be asked. And you will have people who will be standing before Allah Azza wa Jal and having a claim against you, my dear brother, against myself. And we have to be prepared for an answer before Allah Azza wa Jal. It was what was Palestine once. Then it moved on to Shishan. Then it moved on to Afghanistan and Iraq, Somalia, Syria, and all these places are Muslim lands. All these victims are Muslims. We will stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla to answer the questions. What have we done for them? What victory did we provide them with? When you have a man standing there who had his head chopped off because he refused to prostrate to that taghut, that man who wants people to worship him, when he refused and his head was cut off because of that, this man will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal while he's got the blood still there, and he will have a case before Allah. He will tell Allah Azza wa Jal, "Oh Allah, these people are from your nation. They lived at your at the same time. They heard of my news. They witnessed my news. But I blame them for not giving victory to me. I blame them for leaving me." When you have that lady that's been raped and then killed in front of her husband, she will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. She will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal while her stomach is being torn, because when they raped her, they went on to tear her stomach up. They cut the womb of hers. She will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal to say, "Oh my Lord, they lived at my time. They heard of my news. They witnessed the news. But they did not give me victory. They did not support me. They did not help me. All they did is talk, talk, talk. Nothing more than that. That child that was killed before his parents and his head was chopped off, he will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal to be asked, to ask, for what blame, for what reason was I killed? وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the innocent child will be questioned, for what sin were you killed? For what mistake were you killed? This child will stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. The lands will testify. They will be a witness, either for us or against us, on the day of resurrection. That day Allah Azza wa Jal will cause your limbs to speak. And He will get the limbs to witness, what have you done? What support have you provided? I fear my brothers, wallahi, and I speak about myself before anyone else. And this is a reminder to myself. I fear that we have become of those who are so numbed, desensitized, to the extent that there's no more real feelings in their bodies. No more true feelings of belonging to this nation. Didn't Allah Azza wa Jal say, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And this nation is one nation. And I am your Lord, so worship me. Where is the belonging to this one nation? Where is this belonging to this body? Where are we from this body? Where's the suffering? Where's the response? Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advise us that the likeness of a believer to another believer is the likeness of a body? If one part of this body is inflicted with pain, the rest of the body responds with high temperature and fever. Where is the high temperature and fever in us? Where is that person who cannot find comfort and relaxation? We sleep the nights and enjoy our beds. We enjoy our wives. We enjoy our children. We carry our children. But there are people over there who their children were killed before them, right in front of their eyes. There are people over there who their wives were raped in front of them. There are people over there who don't enjoy even to sleep at night. Where is this belonging? What's happened to us, my dear brothers? Until when we're going to live this life of intoxication, being numbed, desensitized, not belonging? All we're concerned about is our personal comfort and relaxation. All we're concerned about is for us to be happy and secure. And we do not realize that this happiness and security is all a witness on the day of resurrection. How could you experience this? How can you feel this? Every day there's at least 70 people killed. From them there are children and ladies. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the strength to be the real men. The real men of this ummah. Wallahi, my brothers, I don't think we can really truthfully stand to say we have done much. And it's not only for Syria today, but it's an accumulated number of lands that have gathered all together now to scream and say, until when? Until when are we going to allow this to continue? This pain needs to be within us. We need to feel their pain. Do whatever we can. Do whatever we can. So at least we can stand before Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Ya Allah, we tried and we did. But wallahi, just to cry over it, or just to speak a little bit about it, is not going to solve their problems. What's going to solve their problems and help them after the help of Allah is your sincerity, your true belonging, your dua, your wealth, your physical support, if you are able to do it, all this will help them. And most importantly, it will prove that you belong to this nation. It will prove that you are a person who is still alive, not someone whose heart is dead. It's very unfortunate to say, many of us still did not realize the calamity that we are in. The calamity of the heart itself not being moved. The calamity of not finding yourself in tears. The calamity of not finding yourself in a state of discomfort. This is a calamity. Wallahi, it's a true calamity. And the one who cannot feel it should cry for himself, because he's lost that sense and he needs to regain it. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear brothers, we have to realize that Allah Azza wa Jal will not change the state of any people until they change what's in themselves. The world around you is not going to change before you change. Before you decide to make a difference with yourself and with your surrounding. Before you decide to take responsibility of your decisions and your moves and your words. That is when real change will come about. Until we truly become of those who want what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, not what pleases us. Until we put our deen and our call ahead of us and not put ourselves ahead of our deen and our call. Until we become of those who truly want to be servants of this deen, servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we have this mentality and we are in that state of submission and surrender, wallahi, do not belittle your numbers. Do not belittle the lack of support. Do not belittle the small number of wealth, because you will have Allah Azza wa Jal giving you victory then. You will have Allah Azza wa Jal on your side. إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah gives you victory, then there's no one who can overcome you. وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And if he lets you go, who can give you victory after him? Who can give us the victory after Allah Azza wa Jal? I say, Alhamdulillah, victory is delayed. I say, Alhamdulillah, victory is delayed. And I say to all those hypocrites from governments and institutions that claim human rights, I say to them, thank you for not supporting, because we do not want your support. We don't need your support. Because your delay caused us to realize that we have to support one another. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because the people today of Asham, whether we're talking about Syria or Lebanon or Jordan or even the other lands, have all declared disbelief from all of them. They started off with that Hizbullah wal-Uzza in Lebanon, Nasr al-Shaytan. They started off with him. Why? Because he once deceived them with the call of being of those who resist. But alhamdulillah, Allah delayed the victory. So that all people with one word can say, كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Alhamdulillah. We say alhamdulillah because people are disbelieving in all these governments that claim to defend their people. We say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We say alhamdulillah because the people of Syria are upholding the flag of La ilaha illallah. And they want the victory from no other but Allah. They don't want it from anyone but from Allah. You find many of them raising now the banners of jihad. The banners that Allah Azza wa Jal would not forsake. He would not leave them. Because a flag that is being raised by a true believing servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. The flag of a tawheed. Allah would not allow it for it to be humiliated. And it will not be humiliated. Bashar and his supporters want La ilaha illa Bashar. And we want La ilaha illa Allah. And we will see who of the two cause will be victorious. We know for sure Allah Azza wa Jal will give them the victory. It's a history that's been repeated. Once upon a time, 48 countries went to Afghanistan to invade the lands. Once upon a time, it was a call of kufr against the call of iman. Look at them today. They're looking for any way out. That is because they raised the banner of tawheed. And they refused to humiliate themselves except in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah gave them the victory. Those cavemen, as they described them, were the men who Allah Azza wa Jal honored. And all the 48 countries were dishonored. Similar to that will be inshallah in all the other lands. And we are awaiting the victory of Allah. But we do not await the victory of Allah without taking our role. It's an obligation upon us today. An obligation when a land has been invaded from within or from outside, that people of that country give it victory. If they are unable, the nearest country. If they are unable, the nearest country until it covers the globe. And today, this is the state of these lands. It is the obligation of ours to give them victory. It's the obligation of ours. And we'll be questioned in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Spend and give in the cause of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal will take that and He will make it grow. And you'll be amazed, my dear brothers, how your sadaqah, your donations, and your dua, and your efforts can go a very long way when it's coming from a sincere heart. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give our brothers worldwide, wherever they are oppressed, the victory of His. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Wa adhill al-shirk wal-mushrikeen. Wa dammir a'da'aka a'da' al-deen. وأهلك الزنادقة من الكافرين والمشركين والملحدين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم ثبت أقدامهم اللهم سدد رميهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم اللهم اجمعهم على أتقاهم اللهم مدهم بمدد من عندك اللهم مدهم بمدد من عندك اللهم قوهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم اجعل الدائرة على أعدائهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم اللهم عليك بطاغية الشام اللهم عليك بطاغية الشام اللهم خذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم أرنا فيه عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا فيه عجائب قدرتك اللهم عليك بالرافض المعتدين اللهم عليك بهم اللهم عليك بهم اللهم اجعل الدائرة عليهم اللهم أقم دولة الإسلام اللهم أقم دولة الإسلام في بلاد الشام اللهم أقمها عاجلا غير آجل اللهم حرر الأقصى اللهم حرر الأقصى اللهم حرر الأقصى اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبيك محمد في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد